Hey there, and welcome to the She Calls Her Shots podcast. Every week, we chat through different business building topics that will help you gain clarity around your goals, find inspiration in your journey, and also help you create a life and a business that you love. My name is Krista, and I'm a wedding and brand photographer and your go-to no-fluff business coach. In these episodes, we talk through both the tactical strategies, habits, and the mindset work that will help you take those really big leaps. And we always focus on the real talk and the behind the scenes of what it takes to create a sustainable and a thriving business. Because let's be honest, the work isn't always glamorous, but it's always worth it. So girlfriend, let's make some moves and start calling our own shots. Hello, hello, friends, and welcome back to this episode of the She Calls Her Shots podcast. Today is our final episode in our series of how to eliminate overwhelm, and I've enjoyed this series so much, and I think that you have as well, so I am excited. I'd like to play around with doing some more series again soon, but in this episode today, we're going to talk about how we can eliminate overwhelm from our content creation strategy, and this topic is, it really hits home for me because I have been feeling this a lot. And I think it's really interesting because I had actually had the idea of creating this episode, I don't know, maybe a month or two ago when I first had the idea of doing the series. And I had this idea of doing this topic, but I knew that it was something I wanted to talk about because I talk about it a lot with my clients, and it's something that's very top of mind in my group coaching community, in my one-on-one clients, for myself as a content creator and a business owner. But I wasn't quite sure exactly where I wanted to take it. And it's so incredible. I feel like the timing of things is just, it always is amazing to me because over the last 10 days before hitting record on this episode, I've had the biggest breakthrough with content creation that I've maybe ever had in my entire journey. I've had a few breakthroughs with content creation. I feel like each time it kind of depends on the perspective, where you're at, what type of content you're hoping to generate. But for me personally, I've had just a huge breakthrough over the last week. And so I'm actually really amped up and really excited about sharing this content today because it's so relevant for where I'm at. And all of that said, I am just so grateful that you're here, that you're listening in, that you are just having this conversation with me. If this is your first episode, welcome. I'm just so excited to welcome you into the She Calls Her Shots podcasting community. If you're a longtime listener, thank you again for being here. On that note, I did want to give a quick shout out to Anne from Golden Heart Photography. I wanted to just say thank you so much. She recently shared on her Instagram her top favorite podcast, and she shouted out the She Calls Her Shot show. So thank you so much, Anne. I just hope you know how much that means to me. And if you love the podcast, I would love for you to just take a second right now and share this with a friend. Truthfully, this is the best way that you can give back to me as a podcaster and a creator. A lot of times I create these episodes and I get downloads and I see the downloads are getting higher each month, but I actually don't get that much feedback or that many people reaching out, to be honest. I think sometimes when we listen to our favorite shows or watch, you know, our favorite creators on YouTube or in podcasts, we assume that they are getting bombarded with messages or feedback. And a lot of the times that's actually not the case. I was actually just a guest on another podcast by Kat Elizabeth called Becoming Magnetic. And we actually had a really honest conversation about how sometimes as content creators, it's actually pretty lonely because I'm here in my house with my mic and my computer and I'm recording this podcast and I know it's getting downloads and I know it's helping others grow their business, but we don't really get that real time feedback. So it can sometimes feel a little bit lonely. So anyway, all of that said, if you love the show, I would love for you to share it with a friend. I'd love for you to reach out to me, tell me what resonated with you. I would love to shout you out on the podcast. Just, I'd love to connect. So feel free, send me a message over on Instagram at Hey Krista Marie. Share the podcast screenshot or share the link with your friend who you think might enjoy listening in, or leave a review on Apple Podcasts if you haven't done that yet. That I would appreciate that as well. So, okay, all of that said, let's go ahead and dive into today's episode. So if you're anything like me, as a content creator, as a creative, I put a lot of pressure on myself to create really engaging content. I want my audience and my listeners to feel like they can receive some quick wins from my content. On the photography side, I want to make sure that I'm putting out content that is educational, that's informative, that helps to inspire others, right? There's a lot of pressure that we put on the content that we put out. And because we have that pressure on it, what ends up happening is we end up not creating as much content as we want because we're so afraid that we're going to not put out content that our audience is going to love. And so all of that pressure builds and builds and builds. And it means that all of a sudden now we go to sit down to write a piece of content and our mind just goes blank. How many times has that happened to you? I'm raising my hand. I actually have found, on a side note, I can't sit down to write content. Like as far as content for Instagram or content like blog posts and things, I oftentimes have a hard time just sitting down and writing content. A lot of the times my best content ideas come when I'm doing nothing that has to do with the business. So when I'm going on walks, if I'm driving in the car, if I'm listening to another podcast, if I'm you name it, meditating in the morning, like if I'm reading a book, I actually have the biggest creative waves when I'm doing things that are outside of the typical like business building, writing content situations. So I've actually found for me, one of the best things that I can do is I have a note in my iPhone that I just, every single time I get an idea for a post or a topic or anything, I write it in one note. And so I have this big long note with all of these different content and topic ideas. And that really helps me capture the ideas that I have in those creative moments. I try to detail as much as possible so that I don't forget later. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I'll remember exactly what I was thinking. Usually that's not the case. So I try and write down as much detail as I have for the topic or the idea. And then when I need to create content, I go back to that list and I feel what feels relevant for me right now. What do I feel like I can share authentically and really organically with my audience? And so that's actually been really helpful for me. Just one quick tip for you. If you also, like me, find that you have big creative waves of energy at random times that aren't really work times, that's been really helpful for me to make sure that I can always put out authentic content. Now, sometimes I can sit down to write content. For example, usually when I go to write podcast episodes, at least now at this point, I can sit down and write an outline, but it took me a really long time to get here. When I was first starting my podcast, I couldn't just sit down and write. I felt like I backed up against a lot of creative blocks in the beginning. Because I have made it such a muscle now, I've strengthened that muscle, I've done it enough times, it's easier, but it's still not my favorite way of creating content. My favorite way of creating content is letting myself get creative, get out into the world, and actually come up with topics and ideas. But all of that said, regardless of how you think of your ideas or how you think of your topics, I want to today really talk about how we can eliminate the overwhelm and the pressure and help us more easily and organically create and share that content that we come up with. So I want to talk about a few things today, three things specifically to help you eliminate the overwhelm around your content creation process. And then I'm also just want to give you a few quick mindset and tips and wins that you can walk away from this episode, kind of having those in your back pocket the next time that you go to create content. So first things first, I'll jump right in. I know you've probably heard this a million times, but it is so important to focus on your one platform first. And it doesn't mean you can't share or post on more platforms, but I'll give you an example of how this has really helped me recently. So I've heard two ends of the spectrum when it comes to choosing your platforms. There are people who are on one side that tell you only share on one platform, because if you try to share to all of them, you're going to be overwhelmed, your content won't be consumed, XYZ. And I definitely understand all of their points. I understand why they think like that. I understand that their points are valid. I have lived in that kind of camp for a while myself. And then there are also people who on the other side of the spectrum will tell you, you need to be on all platforms. You can't rely on just one, right? Like you need to make sure that you have a presence everywhere, because otherwise you're not using your content to its maximum potential. which I also agree with. And I also agree that you don't want to put all of your eggs into one basket when it comes to one social media platform or one place of sharing. So the thing that I want to make clear today is to kind of build a bridge or fill that gap with a third option that's somewhere in the middle of those two today. But that said, I do still think it's important to focus on one platform first. You have to be aware of where you're starting from. What content are you creating a platform for? Because if your content, if your platform that you love is Instagram, the style, the form of that content, the layout of the content, the layout of that post will likely be different than how you would set up a blog post or how you would set up a podcast episode, for example. So it's so important to get clear around what is the one platform that I really want to put the majority of my energy into. Because one thing we're going to talk about in a little bit is repurposing that content. So we're not just going to be on this one platform. We will find ways to repurpose on other platforms, but I do think it's important to get really clear around, but what's my main platform? What's the one that I really want to go all in and create this content from scratch for, knowing that I can then take that and repurpose it? So a quick story around this. Again, during my big brainwave of content creation processes lately, I did this for myself, and I decided my content and my platform that I wanted to focus on is this, the podcast. I love creating podcast episodes. I love coming on here and sharing topics with you. I love having these conversations. This is the place where I feel like I can show up and shine the most. I do love Instagram. I love sharing stories. I do love Pinterest for other various reasons. I do love my blog. I love all of these things. But the podcast is the place that I feel like is where my passion is. And so knowing that, I can then eliminate the overwhelm. See what I did there? I can then eliminate the overwhelm of trying to create content on these other platforms, because I know that as long as I am creating content for my podcast, I will be able to repurpose that content for other various platforms way more easily than trying to come up with content for each of them at the same time. Hey friend, I want to make sure you know about my upcoming free workshop, Seasons of Growth. This workshop is going to be super valuable to photographers that want to learn how to maintain a thriving photography business in the midst of the slower seasons. I know how frustrating it can feel when inquiries aren't coming in, especially when you see other photographers booking out their sessions consistently. This workshop is going to be classroom style and super interactive, meaning that you're going to get real-time coaching from me on how you can create more momentum and visibility inside your business, meaning more inquiries coming in and more booked clients. These are the same strategies that I've used to help my one-to-one clients book more sessions, and I'm bringing them all to you during the workshop. You can learn more and save your spot by visiting heychristamarie.com/workshop. I can't wait to see you there. So, kind of building that bridge, not just focusing on one, not focusing on all of them, but for right now, choosing the one that lights you up the most and that you're most excited about. And also getting really clear on, okay, what does that mean as far as content creation, right? How do you best work when it comes to creating content for that platform? Like I said, for me, for the podcast, I actually can sit down and write out outlines for episodes. That works really well for me. I can't necessarily just do that on a set schedule. I can't just every single day write down a podcast episode outline. There are days where I feel more creative than others, but I can sit down and do that. So ask yourself, knowing this platform that I've chosen, what is the best way for me to come up with ideas, right? And one little kind of bonus thing, I wasn't really going to go into depth with this. I'll talk about it a little bit later, but I'll go into depth now. One way I really love to create topics or ideas, if you're struggling, if you feel like every day you go to show up and share and you're kind of doing it on a day-to-day basis and you don't feel like you have topics prepared in advance and you feel like it's hard to come up with topics to share, one of my favorite methods for brainstorming content is it's very simple. Like, it's not this big thing that you've never heard before, but it's a couple of steps. The first step, and again, if you're confused, this is for if you struggle to come up with topic ideas. If every day you're asking yourself, what should I share? What would my audience want to hear? What is it that I feel confident sharing, right? If you struggle with that, then I would suggest implementing this content topic brainstorming process. And essentially, you take a big, big oversized sheet of paper. It's made by 3M. I think I bought it on Amazon, and it's kind of like poster board size, but you can like rip off the pages and they're sticky. You can stick them on a wall. Anyway, it's a big, big oversized sheet of paper. Hey there, it's Krista here. If you're a creative business owner that wants to feel more confident in your skills and your ability to create a thriving business, I'd love to invite you to join me for my newest 30-day challenge called The Confident Creative. It's completely free, and inside the Confident Creative Challenge, I'm helping you implement the strategies that will not only help you feel more confident as a creative business owner, but I'm also giving you access into the exact tools that I use to bring in more joy and money to my growing business every day. At the end of the day, our confidence really does affect how much our business can grow. We have to deeply believe in ourselves and feel gratitude for where we are right now if we want to take things to the next level. But oftentimes, our doubts, our fears, our worries, our insecurities, all of these things can sometimes take over in our mindset and really keep us playing small. So if you're ready to join me inside the challenge, head on over to heychristamarie.com/challenge. And as soon as you join, you'll get immediate access to the challenge information, the guided PDF workbook, the daily journal prompts, and a beautiful daily checklist to help you track your results. There's honestly no better time to join me than right now. So if you're ready to gain massive clarity, unleash your inner confidence to create that life and business that you're proud of, I can't wait to see you inside the challenge. So again, that's heychristamarie.com/challenge, and I can't wait to see you inside. And the first thing you want to do is set a timer for 5 to 10 minutes. Write down every single topic that you can speak about. And it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if it's very specific, if it's vague. Write down anything and anything that comes to your mind. Don't edit it. Don't tweak it. Don't critique it or ask, oh, this isn't a good idea. Let this process be a whole brainstorming process. Just write down anything and everything that comes to mind. And then after your timer goes off, the key here is to try to keep writing. Even if you feel like a block and you feel like you are done writing, try to just keep writing. Write down anything, any small thing to kind of keep the creative juices flowing. Because then the next step, what you're going to do is set a timer for 5 minutes. Go through each of those topics and rate it on a scale from 1 to 5. 1 being, I know this topic a little bit, but it would probably take some additional research, or I feel like I don't know it very well. And 5 being, I know this topic like the back of my hand. I can easily come up with ideas or things to share about it, right? Or anywhere in between, anything from 1 to 5. Kind of scale each of these pieces of content or each of these topic ideas. Once you have that list, start with anything that's a 3 or higher, 3, 4, or 5, and choose 3 topics that you want to first talk about. So let's say as a branding photographer, let's say that you did this outline, you have, 50, 60, however many topics that you listed out on your page, and one of your, let's say, top 3 topics that you came up with was how to choose the best branding session outfits, right? How to choose the best clothing and outfits for your personal branding session. Let's say that you marked that one as a 5. You feel like you could talk about that day in and day out, and that's one of your topics. Great. Let's now take that one topic and let's break it into bullet points. What could you talk about that when it comes to choosing your best branding session outfits, what are some ideas that you could talk about inside of that big umbrella topic? Well, let's say, for example, if they're choosing their best outfits for their branding session, they'll need to consider what are their brand colors? Do they have them? What are they? Consider their brand colors when it comes to their session. What types of clothing feel most natural for them? What do they feel really comfortable in? You could do a post around that. You could do a post around how many outfits should you plan to wear to your session? Maybe that's a question that they have that's in that bigger umbrella. You could talk to them about how to style your outfits so that your outfits actually match or complement the surroundings or the area that their session is going to take place. You could help them decide if they want to work with a stylist, in order to incorporate their brand colors into their outfits, right? So there's all of these bullet points that we can then talk about when it comes to this one topic of choosing the best branding session outfits. The thing I love about this is that once you create these bullet points underneath it, you now have an entire blog post outline that you can go and share on your blog. And this is just one umbrella topic, right? Choosing the best branding session outfits. I pulled this from that large piece of paper, right? Where you went and wrote down 50, 60, however many topics that you came up with. This is one topic that you've now broken down into multiple bullet points that is now going to be one blog post. So it makes it super easy to create it for the blog post itself, right? And this is long form content. This will be SEO. This will be helpful for bringing people to your website. But even more than that, let's take it one step further. Okay, now we have a blog post created, but what if we want to create social media posts? Great. So all of those bullet points that you came up with, we're going to do the same thing for those, right? So stick with me. So let's say your umbrella topic again was choosing the best branding session outfits, right? So you already have an entire blog post created around that. Each of those bullet points that you created, so what we talked about, considering your brand colors, figuring out what types of clothing feel most natural, deciding how many outfits you want to wear, styling your outfits to your surroundings, right? Each of those bullet points we're going to now break down into topic ideas for social media. So let's start with considering your brand colors, right? That was one of our bullet points that we pulled for our blog post, considering your brand colors for your shoot. Well, some social media topics that you could talk about when it comes to that are how to use your brand colors to choose your branding session outfits. Another post could be, should you wear your brand colors to your personal branding session? Should you incorporate your brand colors in it? Or how to use your brand colors to choose your brand session location? Should you use your brand colors to choose where you shoot, right? So now in this one bullet point, we now have multiple topics that we can now break it down even further to create posts on social media. These could be reels, these could be Instagram posts. And now you can take each of those bullet points for social media and link them back to your blog, bring people to your website, have them read the entire blog post for more. Right? And so let's say for this blog post, if you had originally for that one umbrella topic, let's say you came up with six bullet points that are your blog post, right? Like these are the 6 points that you talk about in your blog post. If each of those 6 bullet points have 3 to 4 social media topics underneath each bullet point, you can see how this content creation now, all of a sudden, from this one umbrella topic, you not only have one robust blog post, but you have 15 to 20, if not more, different social media posts or social media topics and content that you can now share from just this one thing. And this is revolutionary because what this does is it eliminates all of the pressure of what do I post? What do I share? I don't feel like I have anything that I can add. You're allowing yourself to really dig deep into, no, what is it that I know? And I can tell you, friend, you know a lot more than you're giving yourself credit for. So I actually wasn't even planning. That's a little bit of a tangent. I wasn't even planning on going into that in detail, but if you take nothing else away, I would love for you to practice that today. Choose, sit down for 10, 15 minutes, however long you can, set your timer, write down all of your topics that you feel like you could speak about. Again, they can be vague, they can be specific, anything that comes to mind. Choose 3 that you feel most excited about, and then break those down into bullet points for your blog post, and then break down those bullet points into even more bullet points for your social media posts. So if you take nothing away from that, I would love for you to try that today. But coming back to the overall idea of how to eliminate overwhelm from our strategy. So first things first, like I mentioned, focusing on your one platform first, right? And again, deciding what that is and deciding what type of content you're going to be creating. And I know I just gave you tips for social media and blog posts, but just use that kind of as an added bonus. But really, it doesn't matter what your one platform is. It could be Instagram, it could be a podcast, it could be your blog, it could be TikTok, whatever it is, choosing your one platform that you really want to go all in on. And this is going to be important because kind of like what we just mentioned. So I like to, if you can't tell from the example I shared, I like to create long form content first, right? Like I like to think kind of big, long content and then break that bigger piece of content into smaller pieces of content. For me, that's just how my brain works. I feel like I work better when I know where that content is going and what the bigger plan is for it. So just keep in mind that if you choose to do this the opposite way, that's totally okay. If you're more comfortable creating short form content, creating social media posts, and then creating a bigger blog post out of that, you absolutely can. You just might need to shift the way that you do that example, right? So you'd kind of go backwards from the example I just shared. You'd create those smaller things, and then you would have to take those smaller things, put them into buckets, right? To figure out, you know, what topics kind of go together. And then you could create a blog post from that. So really, it's just figuring out which way works for you. But it's so important to first figure out what is the one platform that I really want to put my energy into. And then the second thing that I think is so important is make a really clear and an easy repurposing plan. Because with repurposing, if you're not careful, you can find yourself on that content hamster wheel, feeling like you're just constantly trying to create new things, new, you know, topics, new ways of sharing on other platforms. And that's what we don't want. We want to create a repurposing plan that feels easy and streamlined. And so it's so important to know, okay, well, what is my goal? What platforms do I want to repurpose to? And is there a goal behind it, right? You could be on all platforms, but is it really beneficial? So for example, let's say like maybe you know that your clients are really active on Instagram, but it would also be really easy to repurpose your Instagram post into a LinkedIn post. Ask yourself, is that really necessary? Do I need to go out of my way? Does my audience live on LinkedIn, or is there a way that I could use that energy towards something that would be more productive, right? So just because you can repurpose on something doesn't mean you should. And so starting to get really clear on where is my audience, where is my best use of time? And so know the goal, know which platforms you want to repurpose on, and then start to figure out, okay, how can I do this as easy as possible? And one thing that might be helpful for you, kind of part of my breakthrough this last week came from a book that I was reading, which I had started reading it maybe, I don't know, 10 days ago, 12 days ago. I like to listen to audiobooks while I drive in the car, and I usually like to listen to some sort of business book or, well, it's either that or it's just completely fiction, psychological thriller. I'm all over the place. But recently, I was listening to this book by John Lee Dumas, and it's called The Common Path to Uncommon Success. I also really love it because John is also a podcaster. And so he talks about this kind of from his perspective of building a very, very well-known podcast, Entrepreneurs on Fire. You might have heard of him or heard of the podcast. He is really known for, he interviews a business, an entrepreneur, an expert, and he releases episodes every day. It's incredible. I don't know how he does it. I mean, he talks about how he does it in the book, but I don't know how he does it. Anyway, so I was listening to his book and he has an entire chapter, which I didn't even know was going to be in the book until I got to it. I think it's chapter 7 or chapter 8, and it's all about creating a content production plan. And that's really what kind of inspired me as I was in this place of wanting to eliminate the overwhelm. It really helped to spur some of these ideas and things that I wanted to move forward with. So I listened to that chapter. I took a lot of notes for myself, and that's kind of where some of this inspiration has come from. So if you're interested, I would check out that chapter, if not the whole book, and I'll link to it in the show notes. But really getting clear on, okay, how can I repurpose in a way that feels really easy? So for me, what I did, and I'm going to try my best to explain this, even though I know you can't see me, I drew a big bubble in the middle of a big oversized piece of paper. If you can't tell, I love oversized pieces of paper. So I drew a big bubble in the middle and it just said podcast because that was new. I knew that that's where I wanted to put all of my energy when it comes to creating content. And from the podcast, I drew out lines that were, okay, what other content do I want to actually create from the podcast, right? And so for me, those were basically taking my podcast episodes and repurposing them into Instagram posts and Instagram reels were kind of the two big things, as well as blog posts and show notes. So there was more that kind of came off of that. But blog posts and show notes are actually really easy. I have someone who's amazing, Gabby, she's probably listening in, who writes all my show notes for my episodes. So repurposing in that sense actually becomes really easy for me because I have someone who helps create my show notes for the podcast, which is, again, the podcast is where I want to put all of my energy. So I put my energy into creating the episodes. Gabby creates the show notes for me, and then I can take those show notes and put them into a blog post. So that's one way of repurposing for a blog post that's pretty automatic. I don't really have to do too much with it, and it takes so much effort off of my plate. So then I can focus my time and energy onto taking my podcast episodes, and now I can repurpose them for things like Instagram stories or Instagram reels, and I can use the method that we talked about earlier, right? Creating bullet points, expanding on the bullet points, all of that. And then from there, everything from that point is more automated. So for me, for example, and I'm gonna talk about this. I'm on a few platforms, and I don't want this to feel overwhelming for you. If you don't want to be on this many platforms, you don't have to be. But the places that I choose to show up are my podcast, my blog, and Instagram. And I also show up on Pinterest. But here's the thing with Pinterest. If you haven't listened to my recent episode with Heather, she's amazing. She has a membership. I'm actually in it. I just feel like she gives and gives to her community, and I love it a lot. But I only just recently got back on Instagram or onto Pinterest. I had given it a try a couple years ago. It felt really overwhelming. I only just recently, with Heather's help actually, created a strategy that feels very doable. One post that I'm sharing per day, I batch created a month in advance. So it's something that feels really doable. So I don't want you to hear that and think, oh, Krista, how are you on all these platforms and sharing all the time? Again, I am making it as easy as possible for myself to do this and using the tools that I'm talking about today. So I know that if I can put a little bit of time and energy into creating an Instagram post or an Instagram reel, I can take that Instagram reel and repurpose it to an idea pin on Pinterest that requires very little effort. And there are platforms, there are tools that you can use. There's repurpose.io, if you've not heard of that, that will easily take any of your TikTok or Instagram reels and repurpose them into idea pins and for Pinterest. So that's one easy way that I can show up regularly on Pinterest by just creating an Instagram piece of content that can then be repurposed and put onto something else. Same thing with my podcast. I can have a tool or a platform, take my podcast episodes and create snippets or shorts or videos from it or audios from it and repurpose those onto things like YouTube or Instagram or creating Instagram reels from those audiograms or video clips, right? And so I am now able to show up on all of these platforms, YouTube, Pinterest, my blog, with very minimal effort because I'm focusing again on those core platforms that I really want to show up on and then making it so easy for myself to just take it, repurpose it, and put it out into the world. And that's what I want for you because for so long I felt like I had to continuously create new content for each platform. I didn't know what I wanted to share about, right? So I was always on that wheel of what do I share today? And I felt like I was trying to share in real time. And let's be honest, some days we're just not as creative as others. And so when you have that pressure on yourself of needing to come up with something right now to post on Instagram or wherever, it's not only stressful, but it's just not sustainable. It's not a strategy that's going to allow you to show up consistently. And so really, really get clear. What are the platforms that I want to repurpose to? And what tools or programs or things can I use to make it super, super easy for myself to do that? And then the last thing that I was going to talk about was actually what we already talked about, and that's outlining the creation process. And that's that example that we went through with creating the bullet points, creating the topics. So actually, I'm not really going to go too much into that because I feel like I actually went deeper than I planned to go. So taking all of those three things and just to kind of recap, right? So first and foremost, focus on your one platform. Know the one place that you really want to put your energy into showing up. For me, again, that's my podcast. And then figure out, is there maybe one other platform that I can show up on that doesn't take a ton of effort, right? For me, for Instagram, I can easily create posts, reels, or whatever that I want from these podcast episodes. So while it takes me creating a little bit of content, I'm not creating from scratch. I'm taking something that I've already created and just tweaking it a little bit onto a different platform. And then from there, I'm able to take it and completely repurpose, basically hands off, right? Not completely hands off. I'm still managing or working with the tools that I'm using, but I don't have to create. I'm just repurposing from the things that I've already created. So that's going to be, I think, the best way for you to be able to consistently and continuously show up. And then, of course, using that example around how to actually create topics of things that you can share. And when you do that bullet point, when you do the brainstorming, you break it down into bullet points, you break those blog posts into social media posts, you'll find if you do this process, it might feel a little difficult at first because, again, the more you practice something, the easier it'll become. So if you feel like you're struggling with it in the beginning, just keep going. I promise you it'll get easier. But you'll find that as you're doing this, you will end up with hundreds of topic ideas. You will never again feel like you don't have anything to share. And at that point, then you get to be able to choose, okay, what is it that I want to talk about this week? What is it that I want to focus on? And a little quick tip, if you do find yourself with hundreds of posts or hundreds of ideas, and all of a sudden now you feel overwhelmed because you have too much content, one thing that I would love to suggest or encourage you to do is you are absolutely okay to create a marketing plan, right? Let's say you have all of these topics now and you're like, what do I share? How do I know what to talk about? My favorite way of doing a marketing plan is super simple. Big shocker, I'm sure. I have a big calendar. It's the tall on the wall calendar. If you've listened before, you've probably heard me talk about it. I love it. I'll link to it in the show notes. But it's the tall on the wall calendar. I got it from PaperSource. And I love it because it's big enough for each day is big enough for a post-it note. So the little tiny post-it notes, you can easily fit one in each day. So if you now feel like you have an overwhelming amount of topics and you're like, what do I want to talk about this week? What do I want to talk about today? I love writing down things on the post-it notes and then putting them on my tall on the wall calendar. And the reason I like doing this is because it's flexible. It's very clear. You can make it pretty. You can color coordinate the post-it notes. You can do whatever you want, but it keeps things minimal. You can fit one, maybe two post-its on it, right? But you kind of are forced to choose, okay, what's the one thing that I'm going to talk about today or this week or whatever it is that you want to do. So it helps to keep things simple. But also, it's flexible. If something doesn't get talked about or if you want to move things around, it's just a sticky note. So you can take it off, you can move things around, you can do whatever you want without feeling like you're having to like scratch things out or cover things up or anything like that. So if you want to create a marketing plan, I highly recommend keeping it super simple. And last but not least, just this little quick thing that I'd love for you to take away from this episode is give yourself the opportunity to just try different ways of creating and sharing content. I just want to stress that my content creation process and strategy has evolved so much over the years, and I have gone through many iterations of feeling frustrated with my content, feeling overwhelmed by it, feeling like I'm trying to show up everywhere, feeling like, you know, defeated or bummed out by it. I've had all of those feelings. And so no matter where you are on this plan, I just want you to give yourself the grace to be able to try something. Try it out for a little bit. See how it feels. And something might work for you for a little bit, and then you might outgrow it, or you might need to evolve it or tweak it or change it. And that's okay. Something is not going to be a good fit for you likely throughout your entire business growth, right? Like, things are always changing and evolving. But give yourself space to try different ways of creating and try not to get frustrated if one thing that works for somebody doesn't work for you, because we all are different, right? I find my most creative ideas in the shower, on walks, in the car, right? So like, I can't just sit down like some people can and miraculously create this amazing content sitting at a desk. And I've just had to accept that that's just how I am and that's how I operate. So give yourself some grace and flexibility in how you do it and let yourself be okay with whatever feels good to you right now in this moment. Okay, that's everything I wanted to share today. I know that was so much. Thank you so much for being here. I'm just always so honored to be a part of this journey with you. And if you loved this episode, again, I would love for you to share it with a friend. I'd love for you to shout it out on Instagram. I'd love to shout you out on the podcast. Connect with me at Hey Krista Marie, and I will see you over in the next episode. One last thing before you go. I'd absolutely love it if you left a review on Apple Podcasts. Or if you've already left a review, I'd love for you to share this episode with your business bestie. I love getting to shout out my listeners on the show, and the more listeners that we have, the more that I can help others create a thriving and sustainable business too. Thank you so much again for being a part of this community, and I can't wait to hear your takeaways from today's episode.